presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 33.25 kHz and 47.55 kHz. Online streaming via ondis.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Regarding the actions of the U.S. immigration authorities affecting Indonesian citizens, specifically pointing out the lack of adherence to fair legal processes. Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Yudha Nugraha, made the statements on Thursday in Jakarta. He acknowledged Indonesia's respect for U.S. law enforcement efforts in enforcing immigration laws, but he expected that such enforcement should comply with established regulations and due process to ensure the protection of rights for Indonesian citizens. We express our concerns regarding the actions of U.S. immigration officers against Indonesian citizens that have not gone through the legal process. Among others, there are those whose visas are still valid and agreed for without notification. In this case, of course, the Indonesian government respects the sovereignty of the U.S. government to enforce its immigration laws. However, on the other hand, we also ask that the law enforcement process carried out by U.S. authorities continue to pay attention to due process of law in accordance with applicable laws in the U.S. to ensure that the rights of our Indonesian citizens are still fulfilled. Yudha Nugraha further noted that following the implementation of the U.S. deportation policy, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has proactively coordinated with several Indonesian diplomatic representatives in the United States. He said that 20 Indonesian citizens have been impacted by the new policy introduced by President Donald Trump, with 5 of them already deported back to Indonesia. Among those affected, 6 individuals are students. Yudha assured that the Indonesian government is committed to providing legal assistance to all affected citizens to ensure they receive their rights in accordance with established regulations.
Foreign Minister's
Sugiono is scheduled to attend the ministerial meeting of BRICS member countries in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on 28 to 29 April 2025. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Raulianza Sumirat, Thursday said that the meeting will be the first meeting of BRICS foreign ministers attended by Indonesia since it was officially elected as a member of BRICS on 6 January 2025. The meeting will discuss a number of issues, both global politics and security, to global governance reform. The meeting is planned to discuss global strategic issues, both global and regional political and security issues, main issues of global governance reform, and the roles of the developing countries in the global south will also continue to be discussed in relation to the issues of the BRICS countries who have long wanted to carry out more efforts to strengthen cooperation within the framework of multilateralism. And also the BRICS foreign ministerial meeting will be an important meeting to prepare various things that will be discussed or may become deliverables from the BRICS summit. Previously, Indonesia also attended the 2024 BRICS Summit in Kazan, Russia, in a meeting which took theme strengthening multilateralism for fair global security and development. Indonesia voiced a message of peace and the importance of developing countries and the global south to unite.
Gracias.
affiliation to the language agency, the entire ministry, and also the leadership during mass media stunts. Full efforts in promoting English language, so that it has become an official language in UNESCO meetings. This is an achievement we should all be grateful for. It shows that the world has acknowledged Bahasa Indonesia. Of course, the challenge ahead is how we can use this language more as a language of science.
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Danawin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think there will be help. Finally, the performance in the still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for macro digitization, or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, pomito. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Danawin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Brush my teeth and wet your hands, both freely speak like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
My name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C, 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 which can be used for pizza, chocolate, toana. Let's continue. D, 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 which can be used for Dano, Dodo, Desa. And that's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of India.
Heavy rain and thunder.